President Obama took his campaign-style trip to the backyard of a family in the Midwestern U.S. city of Columbus, Ohio, on Wednesday. He talked with Joe and Rhonda Weifman and several dozen of their neighbors about the main issue on the minds of many Americans this election year, the U.S. economy.
Whereas we were losing jobs in the private sector when I was first sworn in, we're now gaining jobs, and we've gained jobs 7 consecutive months in the private sector. The economy was shrinking about 6%. The economy is now growing. So we've made progress, but let's face it, the progress hasn't been fast enough.
An Associated Press public opinion poll shows that only 41% of those surveyed believe Mr. Obama has done a good job handling the economy. The nation's unemployment rate remains stalled at 9.5%. Ohio, which has lost many of its manufacturing jobs, has a jobless rate of more than 10%. At Wednesday's informal meeting, the president said it will take time to regain the 8 million jobs that have been lost during the past 2 years, but he said confidence will grow as the economy rebounds.
So what we're trying to do is create a virtuous cycle where people start feeling better and better about the economy, and a lot of it's sort of like recovering from an illness. You get a little bit stronger each day, and you take a few more steps each day, and that's where our economy's at right now.
On this trip, the president has been campaigning and raising money for Democratic Party candidates in Wisconsin, California, Washington State, and Florida, as well as Ohio. The entire House of Representatives, one-third of the Senate, and many state governorships will be up for election in November. After the backyard gathering, the president held a fundraising event for Ohio's governor, where he criticized Republicans for their opposition to his economic initiatives.
No on clean energy jobs, right here in Ohio and across the country. No on making college more affordable. No on Wall Street reform. You remember our slogan during the campaign? Yes, we can. This year, their slogan is, no, we can't.
Republicans say Mr. Obama's policies involve too much government spending and will hurt the economy rather than helping it. After his campaign swing, the president is scheduled to return to Washington briefly before he and his family start a 10-day vacation on the resort island of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.